Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, you've been pretty active on the site recently with a lot of your comments and again outlining the fact that you are still seeing weakness in the precious metals, gold especially. I have to ask you though, this recent run down, and especially yesterday and even today, you could argue that retest of those November lows right around 1770 on the spot market, it looks like gold has just narrowly held this level. But I have to ask you, Doc, are we seeing here a double or even arguably a triple bottom right at about this 1770 level?
I don't think we are, Corey. Just look at the price action today. It's muted, and that doesn't bode well. You've got some short covering today, but when that's done, I think we continue to take out finally that low in November. And I think we head lower.
Now, Doc, what does lower mean? Because there is a fair bit of air in the chart below the 1770 level. Where would be the next reasonable expectation of where gold could bottom?
I think first mid 1750s and then 1700 in that area. And I think we get down to 1700 over the next two, three, four weeks. And then we might get a little interim rally. But then I think the rest of the spring, as I've been saying right along, this whole first half of the year is going to not be very favorable to the gold in particular. I mentioned in January where February looked like it was going to be problematic, and it has. Well, I think March is too. But we might then get an interim body or bottom sometime mid late March, and then we may pop up a little bit, but I don't think April, May, and June are going to be particularly favorable either. But we're not going to go appreciably lower than if we get down to 1700. We may dip into the 1600s, but then I think it's pretty much over for a while.
So, Doc, are you bullish on the precious metals, or are you net bearish, at least for the rest of this year? It doesn't sound like you see any sort of substantial bounce or pop coming out of gold.
No, I don't. I mentioned way back in August that we were probably peaking and that we would be lucky to get back and challenge the 2000 levels at the end of last year or this year. And I'd be surprised now if we challenge it at all this year. I keep reading these guys that talk about, oh, we're going to go back up and take out 2,000 and move up to 2,300. I don't know what these people are looking at, but it isn't charts. And so it's going to be a difficult year yet, but it's going to be, come March. In March, latter March, I think it's going to be a great buying opportunity because I don't think after this next move down, there's as much percentage move down for gold anymore.
Okay, but that doesn't sound like all that encouraging of a buy, in all fairness. If you don't see a more solid rebound, then to me, this sector could continue to be ignored, which means that it could continue to drift lower.
Yes, and I think it will be ignored for a while. I think a lot of people have moved away from it. It's interesting that Buffett got rid of all of his gold stocks and so forth. But you look at Barrick Mining, and it's got some more momentum to go. But that's going to be a great buy. And there's other stocks that are going to be great buys. And I think that we're getting close to the end of the big percentage move down. We may monkey around down here for quite a while then after that and trade a little sideways as we get into the rest of the year. But I'm getting more bullish if we get down around 1700. That's where I'm going to be doing a lot of buying. I have started already nibbling And I'm going to get a lot more aggressive if we get down to 1,700, like I think we have a good chance of.
And then are these going to be long-term hold stock, or is that a short-term buying opportunity? Because, again, in all fairness, if you're seeing a range-bound trade, that doesn't mean it's an all-clear to buy these stocks, because sometimes these stocks can keep on drifting if gold simply moves sideways. We had 7 years of that just a couple of years ago that finally ended.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have the big percentage washout for almost all of these stocks if we get down to 1,700. There's, when you look at a lot of these stocks, there's been a lot of damage to the technicals. They've taken out the 200 day moving averages. They're moving down toward the 200 week moving averages. And I think the closer we get to 200 week, the better the chance is to buy these. And then I'll be in there long term. Again, I'll be very patient. And because I sold a lot of silver stocks on that one day where everybody thought it was going to go to the moon, and we had that spike up, and we may see a little pressure on some of the silver stocks also, but I'm getting ready to get back into a couple that have really come off, I'm looking at big chances there. You take something like Silver Corp that has really come off, and that's a well-run company, and they're all in sustaining costs are very low. I'm going to be starting to take a position in that, and I'm going to be getting back into some of these stocks that I sold, like McEwen, which will come back here again, I'll get right back into these, and then I'll be in for the long-term hold again, because I'm not a day trader, although I do sell stocks, some stocks, when they move up and I think they've left all sound technicals behind. Then I do get out of them, and then I get back into them. So I do sell some, and as a result, my portfolio, I'm ahead of last year. But I have certain long-term holds that I will hold until we get the big run next time.
So, Doc, it does sound like when the stocks that you're looking at, they're the bigger stocks. They're the miners, the more established names. That, again, means that this is not just a rip-roaring bull market, as much so as a lot of the bulls want to say it is, simply because of how well gold and silver moved in the last couple of years. But now with this downtrend sounding like it's going to last a little bit longer, you're focused more on these bigger miners?
I am, because they're coming down nicely, and they've got some great production, some of them. And in fact, their number of ounces mined for a couple I'm watching are going to increase over the next 2 years even more. And as such, they're going to be the ones that move first again. And just as they lag coming down, they're going to move first going up. So they're retracting nicely, a lot of them. And so I'm looking at those, plus a royalty company that I missed last time getting into in a big way, that I'm starting to take a position now, because I think a lot of its weakness is over when you look at the chart. And even with a downdraft yet in the gold price, like I think will happen, I think this one will hold up pretty well. And I'll be accumulating this now over time, because I missed it last time, but I'm not going to miss it this time.
Okay. So it really is one of those plays where you're sticking with the majors, right? This isn't a full-on bull market, at least in the near term that you're seeing, which means that money will be more selective. Maybe at the top of the food chain when it comes to these miners. And quite frankly, these miners have been producing some very good financial numbers. So that, I guess, should be a focus for some of the big money when it does start to move into the sector. Fact of the matter is, big money and small money has been distracted by other sectors. Doc, can I get your assessment of the U.S. equity market? Because that's starting to move down today. A lot of comments, always there are a lot of comments saying the markets need to pull back, the markets need to crash, but what would that mean for the metals? take us through first your assessment of the U.S. equity markets.
Well, the U.S. equity market, again, it defies reason, Corey. It makes no sense except for money printed being poured into it with...
But isn't that the main reason there, Doc? Is that there is so much money in the system and it just keeps on landing in the markets? This isn't necessarily new.
No, it isn't. And it just is... It's frankly nuts. And one of these days, we're going to pay a price for that. And it's a nice move down today. And it does look at on some of the charts like it's peaking here a little bit. And but it can mess around at these levels, you know, for a long time. And with rates continuing to move up, I think that'll eventually be problematic for the equity market, and maybe that's going to be the thing that tips it over a little bit. The dollar continues to strengthen, although I think this is a short-term move. I don't think it's going to last. And I did mention about 3-4 months ago when I was on that, I felt we were going to get a little rebound in the dollar, and it is happening here. But I don't think that's going to hold either, Corey. But the conventional market just looks so toppy to me. And I've been trying to get in it. I've been trying to time this thing a little bit. And it's kind of hard, frankly. I'm trying to take short positions. And if it moves against me a little bit, I get right out. But one of these days, I might be right about it. But it is really looks like it's topping right now.
One of these days, Doc, you're not alone in trying to take some short positions. And I think that is very honest saying one of these days you're going to be right. Because, hey, in all fairness, these bears for the U.S. markets have been wrong for a very, very long time. And that whole buy the dip mentality just keeps on being relevant for U.S. markets. If we do see a big drop, though, in U.S. equity markets, are the precious metals immune from falling with it?
They are. I'll say that this time, and I'll only say that based on the fact they've gotten crushed so much already that there's not a lot of downside to a lot of these things anymore. So if the general market goes, you might get a little bit more, but I think equities and the precious metals will be immune to it because they can't get much better price than this right now, Corey. And so I don't see it being impacted that much. It may keep them in what I expect is a lower trading range for a while, consolidation, which I think will happen anyway, because I think as we move down here in the precious metals themselves, or in gold at least, I don't think we have another big rebound like we did in March of 2020. I think we're going to end this thing with a whimper, and then we'll mess around at the bottom and slowly consolidate and move up over time. And especially if we get a downturn in the equity market, I would think that would happen.
All right, Doc, we'll wrap it up there. Really wish we had, I guess, more positivity for the precious metals. But I guess what we can take away is that some of these large miners, some of the largest and most established companies in the sector, you're seeing opportunity in buying those. But again, that might mean it takes a long time or a bit longer for money to filter down into the juniors. That being said, there are definitely still some juniors that are performing very well, but it is a very select group. Doc, good chatting with you today. I hope you have a great rest of your week there, buddy.